the exam. The greatest mistake you can make is to be continually fearing that you might make one. Elbert, what are exams? I've already mentioned that exams test mainly how well we've practiced doing exams. They actually test a variety of skills which have little to do with education in a broader sense. Skills such as the ability to remember large amounts of information and the ability to reproduce this information within a certain period of time really have nothing to do with the assessing intelligence. Practicing doing exams is in fact what we've been doing as a part of the system. However, in doing so, we've also been acquiring knowledge. As I have mentioned, studying for exams and doing exams are in fact two completely different things. Most students study for exams without paying any attention to actually doing exams and practicing exam skills. This system encompasses both aspects. You're using the information that you need to know for exams as raw material for practicing your exam skills. In doing so, you're learning all this information by utilizing all techniques by which we learn naturally, as discussed at the beginning of the system. What could be simpler? How should you prepare yourself mentally for the exam? When you go into an exam, there's an ideal state of mind which should be present. To achieve this state of mind, you should feel confident and not be anxious or nervous. It's very easy to say this, but another matter to achieve it. As already mentioned throughout this system, the reason why the majority of students are not relaxed and calm when they take an exam is because they've talked themselves into a state of anxiety and lack of self-confidence. When I've asked groups of students about how they feel prior to an exam, I hear comments such as those shown below: fear and anxiety, stress and nervousness, butterflies, don't know enough, don't know what I know, I'm going to fail, my mind will go blank. All of these symptoms seem to stem from one cause, the unknown. The two unknowns are firstly, what's in the exam, and secondly, what do you actually know? Not knowing what's in the exam causes fear, which produces stress, anxiety, and nervousness, which all gives you butterflies. Not knowing what you know produces thoughts in your mind that will go blank. You're going to fail and you don't know enough, all of which make you worry. No wonder we go into exams with a wrong attitude. It seems obvious that all we simply have to do is remove the unknown from the equation. This study system does exactly that. I have to emphasize this once again. Since all your questions have covered all the information required for the exam, it's impossible for a question to be asked in the exam that requires information that hasn't already been covered by your questions. Since you've been testing yourself throughout this system, you'll be convinced of what you know. Therefore, since there's very little unknown anymore, then there should be very little of those negative feelings and emotions that exist prior to the exam. As a result, you should walk into the exam feeling confident, relaxed, calm, and capable, the state of mind that should exist prior to and during the exam. How should you approach the exam paper? Read very carefully all the instructions on the exam paper. For example, how many questions are required to be answered, whether you have any choices, or must answer all the questions, and whether some questions are worth more than others, and so on. If you have a choice of questions, read through the whole exam paper to identify those questions which you feel you can best answer. You'll probably recognize a lot of questions which are similar to those in your list of model questions. Others may require answers similar to your model answers, but have been asked from a slightly different perspective. Proportion your time for each question depending on the marks each may be worth. If all the questions are of equal value, allocate your time equally between the required number of answers. Before answering the question, read it through very carefully, noting the key words. Make sure that you don't spend too much of your time on the first question, only to find that you have no time for the last question. Choose an easy question to start with to allow yourself to warm up your thinking processes. Make sure that you include only material relevant to the question and avoid padding answers. Answer the questions in sequence described in step 4. Analyze and define, form a structure, and fill in the body of the answer so that it develops in an organized manner. Make sure that your answers are legible, grammatical, punctual, and spelled correctly. Answers produced in this way will unconsciously appeal to the examiner and may influence the final mark. Take the trouble to have a quick look over your answers before handing in your paper. It'll give you an opportunity to pick up any errors and to make last-minute changes. You can often pick up a few extra marks in this way. If you find that you've missed out a question or run out of time, don't panic. Write outline notes showing how you plan to write your answer if you have the time. You'll also pick up a few extra marks by doing this.